There's some dispute over exactly how many people actually make a living by disturbing people at the dinner hour and trying to sell them a credit card or a new long-distance service. Telemarketers say their industry employs between 4 and 6 million, while the Labor Department says there are fewer than 500,000. Still, everyone agrees, with millions of fewer phone numbers to call, jobs will be lost. Tim Searcy of American Teleservices Association predicts as many as 2 million will lose their jobs, and he says most will have a tough time finding new ones.
We have 26% are single mothers. 30% recently were in public assistance or welfare-to-work programs. We have 64% in the ethnic minority population. 5% are physically disabled. These are folks who are going to find it difficult to get flexible hours, high-paying jobs with a career path that's demonstrated in the teleservices industry.
In Wisconsin, estimates are that as many as 120,000 people work in phone sales, but officials at the Department of Workforce Development don't track how many are single mothers or former welfare recipients, and they won't predict how many might lose their jobs because of the no-call list. State Senator John Erpenbach, who sponsored the state's no-call list law, says the industry is exaggerating the potential impact, and he predicts telemarketers will lose two lawsuits they filed challenging no-call lists as an infringement on free speech.
Telemarketing, for the most part, is a part-time job, and there's a lot of part-time jobs to go out and get right now. I don't think there's going to be a tremendous amount of sympathy around the nation and in this state when it comes to telemarketing calls, because people just don't like them. And there are other ways for businesses to sell their goods and to try and set up appointments, and they need to start exploring those.
Despite the opposition from many telemarketers, some companies have welcomed the no-call list because it automatically weeds out people who are most likely to hang up on them anyway. Bob Dalton is a manager at Call Solutions, Inc.
We don't waste our time nor their money talking to people who are going to say no or swear at us.
The federal no-call list goes into effect in October. That's when telemarketers will face fines of up to $11,000 if they call people who've signed up to be on it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.